Facebook Fridays presented by Reynolds Excavating, where every week your WCSR personalities respond to your comments and questions from the past week's social post. To my left, we have Emma Ray joining us.
Woo!
And to my right, we have Morning Guy Rob Weber. Rob, what did you talk about this week?
Thanks, Rhiannon. You let off because you had too much coffee and fell down the stairs. So we're talking about the happy accidents you've had where no one got hurt. It was just hilarious. We talked about Shark Week. We talked about nicknames and, of course, the ultimate summer score contest.
Emma, take it away.
Emma, take it away.
So our first comment is from the Feral Grammy, which I don't know. I see her stuff all the time, so I love it. But the Feral Grammy commented, I ran myself over with a snowmobile years ago. I want some more context for that. What was the question? What was the prompt for that week?
The prompt was Rayanne had a bunch of coffee and fell down the stairs in front of her brothers.
Understood.
So we're talking about the accidents you've had.
Oh, I've had plenty myself. But running myself over with a snowmobile is something I've not done. So sorry to the Feral Grammy. Hopefully you're okay.
Absolutely. Pam McCormick Kohler said, I would love to spend a day at Mackinac Island. I would agree with that. Mackinac Island is a super sweet place to be and just beautiful place.
Actually, going along with the accidents, here, I'll tell you all.
There we go.
Here's my accident story. We were on Mackinac Island and we decided to ride the bikes, and sure enough, I was recording with my phone and I was biking and recording, so I guess we shouldn't do that. But I then ended up crashing. I literally crashed on a bike and fell all over the concrete, and everybody had to stop and make sure I was okay, which was fine. And then I got up and biked the rest of the island back.
When was this, last month?
This was like 2 years ago.
Did you have a bunch of coffee too, like Rhiannon did when she fell down the stairs?
No, but the best thing is I have it on video.
Yes! Are you gonna release it?
Nope.
Cover up. Wow. Okay, I've got Mandy Maxson Schaefer says, I learned that bull sharks can adapt and switch from salt water or fresh water and back again. That's terrifying. That's why you don't go in school swimming pools or lakes or puddles or oceans, because they all have sharks, especially school swimming pools in the deep end. It's science. Thank you for pointing that out, which I believe is what your point was.
Rob, what happens if you don't have a school swimming pool?
You build it! Excavating comes in from site preparation and grading to expert dirt work. Reynolds Excavating lays the groundwork for projects of all sizes. Whether you are building a new home, putting up a pole barn, installing a driveway, or preparing land for development, the equipment and experience are there to help get the job done right. Big jobs, small jobs, everything in between, Reynolds Excavating knows how to move your project forward. Don't let your project get stuck in the mud. Call Sam today at 517-425-7050 for your free quote. 517-425-7050. Reynolds Excavating, turning piles of dirt into possibilities. All right, Emma Ray, take it away again.
So I skipped over one, but we'll go back to it. Stephanie Scott said, America? And the best WCSR can do with free press is to engage the public on nicknames. I have relatives that fought and died for a free country, and that includes a free press. It shouldn't be wasted.
I have nothing on that one. Rob, we have a little bit of context for that.
Context.
Oh, we were talking about nicknames, and that was the comment we got. Yeah. My response was Stephanie Scott, fun at parties.
What's your nickname, Rob? Next comment is Heather Upton. She said, Rob, you're always welcome to help my dreamboat husband be a purse model. Smiley emoji.
Casa, purse bingo.
Casa.
Is that how you say it?
Casa.
I've always been saying Casa. Nobody's ever corrected me until right now.
Casa. What
kind of town is this? The best WCSR could do is not correct me when I've been saying a name. I'm in the military, and that's the best WCSR. Can you know what? Now Stephanie Scott and I teaming up. It's been CASA the whole time? Wait, what is it?
CASA.
Fake news! Harrison had too much coffee, and so Emma Ray's filling in for him. There's a fine line between Thursday night and Friday morning for U of M people, I've heard. All right. Went to get off the treadmill at the gym, says Shannon Clevenger. Missed the edge and flew off the belt backwards. Happens to my army soldiers all the time. You will not meet the love of your life at the army gym. Stop looking at the female. Stop looking at each other, weirdos. Stop looking at each other and focus on your exercise. It's ridiculous.
It's okay, Shannon. That one, I think, happens to a lot of people.
More times than I think people can count.
Yeah.
Sorry, you're right, Shannon. I lost track of you, actually. I was projecting, and that was unfair to you, Shannon. I'm sorry. I'll buy you a Capri Sun. I apologize, and I hope you're okay.
You can come in and collect.
Susan Roos Dennison says, yes. Steering wheel came off lawnmower as I was turning to park by my house. The mower kept going. I fell off. The mower kept going and landed in the swimming pool many years ago, but I still graze about it. That is an unfortunate of event.
Is this in a movie?
Yeah, like,
you make this up, like, but that's crazy.
I mean, like, it's gotta be, you know, like one of those that you like ride on or something. And so I'm curious of how did the steering wheel come off of it in the first place?
My question is though, the steering wheel came off, sure, but what about the brake?
Yeah,
because you have to use the brake, I'm sorry.
But she fell off, so like...
Oh, that's fair. Then,
so yeah. She fell off, so she probably seen it going towards the swimming pool.
So I wonder if she was pulling on the steering wheel, it came out, and she was like, you know, falling back.
Oh, yeah. Was like, I gotta get off this thing, and then it just kept on going, and then the pool.
I want to know how that story went over at the family reunion, okay? I just want to know how that finished.
Absolutely.
All right, we have our last one. It's from Margie Font. She said, Rob is not un-American for not watching Shark Week.
You never watched Shark Week?
I just never watched Shark Week, and I got called un-American. I was like, wow, so that escalated quickly.
Margie said, Rob is not un-American for not watching Shark Week. It's just not for him. Why do people always have to put a label of un-American on things and people?
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like that's a good point. You're just special. Yeah, you should watch Shark Week. It's pretty cool. Yeah.
And then I'll be American.
We have to keep going beyond the college education and keep learning. That's
right.
It's a good way to learn.
That's right. I just want to be as American as Stephanie Scott.
Absolutely. Well, that's Facebook Fridays presented by Reynolds Excavating. Keep scrolling, keep commenting, and we'll see you next week.
I don't watch Shark Week.
Really?
It's dumb.